Welcome back to the NBC Network, the Biz World Channel, the Sales World Channel. I mean, we're all over the place here on the network here because this show is going to go all over the place. The Fit and Fab, because we're going to talk some fitness in here too. But really, you know, it's going to be a journey with a guest who's really that, you know, I mean, literally defines success in a way. And not only that, I would say that, and I want to say this clearly, that he kind of took the word possible out of the impossible. So there is no such thing as impossible to this dude. And he's going to tell us how and why. And I tend to believe in that, right? So without any further ado, I have with me Drewby Wilson. Drewby, welcome to the show, man.
The Hurricane, thank you so much for having me here. It is an honor. And to you, the listener, thank you for taking some time out of your day to be here. It is literally your most valuable asset. You're going to hear me say that a lot on this show. But for you to spend a little time together here with us today, it means the world to me. I know it means a lot to Hurricane. So I'm excited to jump in and really have some fun today.
Oh, listen, I think they're already excited. I mean, those that are watching and listening right now, they're probably like, ooh, I like that. You know, it's a good, and I love that you're going to keep repeating that because, you know, it is important that people realize that when they spend some time listening and podcast today is kind of like, you know, the thing. You know, people appreciate more and more and more the content and the expertise that they can get. There's more lectures and podcasts that probably that they can get in a 4-year degree. And don't quote me on that, but I think if you listen to 1,000 podcasts, you know, 1,000 experts, you probably enrich your mind a lot better than, you know, if you just went to school and get a couple of lectures here and there. Now, again, I'm not putting down the education system. I'm just saying that there's a lot of information from expertise that is ready for you to apply. So that being said, Drewby, let's take it back to your story because you've achieved quite a bit. You've done a lot of things. You've combined a lot of things. Even your story today, what are you doing today, is pretty interesting. So we want to talk about all that stuff today and give people some insights as to why and how you got to where you are today and, you know, where you're going from there.
Hey, thank you so much for the opportunity. And so I'll preface this with, you know, we've got about 60 minutes here today, and I want to make sure to bring as much value to this time as possible. So if you want to know more about my story, I've written a couple of books. They're available on my website, callthedamnleads.com. And it really starts with, you know, I grew up like most kids. I didn't have the best childhood, but I didn't have the worst either. You know, I grew up in the streets running and moving the things. My mom and I joked that, you know, I was in the commodities relocation business, meaning if there was something you needed, I could find a way to help you get it. You might break me off a little something in the middle, and all was good, right? And that was cool. But mom was single mom. My dad was in and out. We had drugs. We had abuse, addiction. All these things ran through our household, like a lot of us went through. So I don't try to claim as like I had the worst childhood, but I had to go through some things to get to where I had the realization when I had gotten married, when my son was born, that I didn't want to end up dead or in prison. I didn't want to be one of those statistics. I didn't want to be someone who couldn't be there for their family. And so, you know, I've been in sales my entire life. And ultimately, it's been the career that I've been able to lean in on to create success. And so what's interesting about success, Hurricane, is that it's a perspective. What I would imagine is what you have now, your current, quote, success, significantly different than what you thought it would be when you were a young man. And I would have to guess, and I'd be willing to bet good money, that what you have now is very, very different than what your parents imagined your version of success would look like. Is that fair to say?
Well, I think everybody would agree to that. I don't think someone will disagree to that one, because no one has it the way it was planned by the parents or by themselves. It changes by the minute.
And that's a beautiful thing. But what happens is so many people, and I myself was one of them, we get lost chasing someone else's version, right? We see it on social media. We see it on TV, rappers and movie stars, and that's their version of success. But what we don't see is the amount of work that goes in behind the scenes to make that thing a reality. And that's the one thing that I know of all of my learnings and all of the books that I've written and anything that I can tell you from a perspective of a man, is doing the work is what gets the results. And so whether we're talking about the fact that I've lost over 100 pounds in my life, not once, but twice I've done that. The fact that I went from making, you know, barely graduating high school, making $20,000, $30,000 a year to making multiple six figures, did that. You know, we could talk about so many interesting things, but what I've really learned is that our most valuable asset in all of the things that we have is our time. Because when you start investing your time in the right places with the right people and the right things, that's when you start getting the right return on that investment. And as a business owner, entrepreneur, as a human on this planet, if you're going to make investments, you want to make smart investments that give you an ROI, plain and simple. And your time, that's one thing you can't get back. So invest it very wisely.
You know, you've literally thrown some heavy duty words in there. I mean, these are concepts, not even words. I mean, we refer to them as words, but they're concepts that are books and, you know, courses all over the world and trainings that actually just are dedicated to the concepts that you just mentioned. So I'm going to start digging a little bit further here. So first things first, you know, just the idea that you mentioned you've been in sales all your life. I want to just take some time because that, so have I. And frankly, everybody that's watching and listening has. You know, we just don't see ourselves in sales capacity at all times, yet everybody has done some sales transaction in their life. You and I, we had a brief discussion when two people are exchanging ideology, exchanging words, exchanging, you know, whatever, feelings, you know, even that is a sales, you know, transaction. Now, granted, it may not be, I guess, lucrative, but it could still be. There's all these things because we think sales money, and yes, we want, you know, obviously in the business world, that's what it means. But the sales is an exchange of a transaction, and everybody has done that. Everybody's capable of that. As a matter of fact, I've had experts, and I always said this when, you know, and at the trainings, that the best salespeople are kids, and they get what they want. We were all kids. We know that, mom, you give the gooey eyes and stuff, and you get what you want. Dad, you know, and you get what you want. Our kids get over with that all the time on us, and so on and so forth. So life is all about that. So sales is a powerful. And by the way, I think if anyone has listened to the best of the best of the best entrepreneurs in the world, and, you know, I don't have to mention names, you know, the usual ones that you find everyone, the social media, and all, they all had something in common. They all say that sales, you know, and the best, you know, CEOs have some sales background. You know, learn sales in order for you to succeed in your business if you're a business owner. And those are some rules that are established that we should all look into it. Now, sales is also is somewhat always frowned upon because we have some sales elements out there that kind of make it a little bit, you know, shadier, I would say, or they push too much and stuff. But those are not the standard, you know, definition of what sales is and what salespeople, you know, are. So there's more to this. And sales is part of, you know, life. So thank you for sharing that because, you know, the concept itself is just important to actually highlight as a big part of our life. Now, the bigger piece of the what you just stated literally is time. And there is, that's one thing. It starts the clock when we are born and it ends when we're done. And even in that clock, I mean, we spend a few hours of sleep a day. And I say a few because that varies. Some people put 3 hours, some people say eight. I'm more of the mindset of 8 hours because you want to heal the body, you want to do stuff. Now, I know there may be a debate about that because some of the success stories would state, you know, that we don't sleep much. It's all good. It's not always about the money. It's also about health. And you mentioned something about losing 100 pounds twice. You know, health is the second hottest commodity that you'll have besides time. So we can talk about it as well. But really, time is the ultimate thing. As you said, you got to invest it well. And we waste quite a bit of time. As a matter of fact, a lot of our childhood is pretty much wasted time because we don't do much at that age other than learn information, which is not wasted. But I'm saying we don't see it as much, you know, where that is every minute is important and you take every minute to the best potential of it. We start learning these concepts as we get a little older and not all of us at the same pace. Some people get, you know, sooner into that frame of mind. Some people are pretty much lagging behind, and that's another thing. So that's the second concept, and you will deep dive with us today on those concepts. And the other one is, again, I mentioned that you lost, you know, you mentioned it, and I kind of, you know, recapped it, twice 100 pounds. Now, just, you know, that in itself, we want to take a few minutes to talk about, because, you know, talking about impossible, it is, we got to remove that word. I think that word has to go. I mean, that's got to go. Nothing, actually, I think I did a show before where, you know, impossible, I am possible. You know, it's that just how you're like, I am impossible is really what it is. We should read it, you know, better way. Instead of saying it's not impossible, it's impossible, say I am possible. But the fact is, you've determined that not only through your, you know, outcomes and successes. And I love what you said about success. You're right. It is not one formula. Everybody's got their own success. The success could be anything that you want to achieve, a goal that you go after and you do it. That's your success at that point. And you're right. The success story changes, shifts day in, day out. It's never what you expected, you know, to start, you know, when you were a kid or your parents and so on and so forth. So I love what you said there. So that just me kind of unpacking a little bit what you stated, but now let's go one element at a time. So let's break down, first of all, your health piece, because I think that's an important thing. There's a lot of determination, a lot of resilience, and certainly a lot of will to get, you know, 100 pounds is a lot. And while you're doing the journey of everything else. So let's talk about how was that. And before we go there, there was one thing you mentioned, and I didn't touch on, is you said you had all the bad things that people can experience in the family concept, right? But it didn't affect you. You see, I'm sure it did to a degree, but you didn't let it phase you. See, that's the difference. Some people, they let all those family things, you know, affect them, and they go the wrong way. And the wrong way, it could be drugs, could be a lot of things. But that didn't do it for you. You made sure that you shifted to the right path, and you took that journey to make those six digits and six digits over and over. And I love what you said there. So let's. I mean, there's a lot of stuff there. Again, I'm going to stop talking and it's all yours now. So go ahead, break it down for us.
You're all right. No, and it's interesting because to me, where I am now in my journey, I'll be 37 years old next week. And when I look back over my life, this is why I had to write the books, because there was so much to unpack and to share. And, you know, you can't fit all of these lessons and experiences into 60 minutes. It's just not possible. I had to live 36 and some change years to get here, right? However, there is a few things that we can unpack there. One is, you know, for the fitness perspective, I was always a chunky kid growing up. You know, in middle school, I had to wear adult size pants that I was like size 32, but I had to get my, I was like a size 22 leg. So we were always like hemming them up and doing the weirdest stuff. So I always looked awkward. I had weird shape. I wasn't confident in myself. So like there were a lot of things that did affect me in that growing up the way that I did. And also growing up the way I did, I had to learn how to be resilient. I had to learn how to push past those things, because even if I felt insecure or not confident, there were still things that needed to get done, because at home, I had to step up and lead and be the example. My dad wasn't around. My mom worked sun up to sundown. I had two younger brothers that needed someone to be an example, and I certainly wasn't the greatest. And also know that there were things that we look back on now and they're like, yeah, I really appreciate the way that you stepped up and led. And then when I had my own son, it was that realization. It was like, wait a second, I don't want to be what I always had resentment towards my whole life. I don't want to be who my dad was. That's not what I want out of life. I, you know, God love him. He had his issues. He has his own life and story to live. But what I look at is those are the things that I don't want out of life. And so if I don't want that, what do I need to do? The opposite, which means I need to get myself together. I need to have my health in order. I can't be out here talking about you need to do this, you need to do that, son. But if I'm not doing those things, that's just being a hypocrite. That's not integrity. That's not fair. It's not right. And so when I was on that journey, you know, at 19 years old, I weighed 300 and some pounds. I lost the weight. I stopped drinking soda. I stopped, you know, eating all the junk food. I quit working third shift. I got myself together. And then I started, you know, doing drugs and selling drugs and running the streets. And I was a skinny, unhealthy addict. And then I got with my girlfriend at the time, now wife, and we started going out on dates and having extra cocktails and ordering desserts after every meal. And then, you know, we got married, she got pregnant, and I don't know if you have any kids, but sympathy weight is a real thing. I think we ate Thanksgiving turkey dinners like four nights in a row for a month straight, which, you know, that's part of the journey. And I had to learn that, well, you can't live like that and expect to remain in shape and to not put the weight on. And so when my son was born and my wife came to me at one point, like 6-9 months later, and said, listen, I love you, but all of this ain't doing it for me no more. Like, that hurt me. That hit me in the soul. And it was really hard because along the same time, I was out learning, taking personal development courses, really trying to understand sales and marketing so that I could go from making $30,000 a year to making six figures. I wasn't there yet, but I was working towards it. And the fact that I, like, she had said that to me, I had that resentment, but it was like, all right, dude, you got to get your life together. And at the same time, it's crazy how God will just like hit you from all these different angles to remind you, like, hey, man, it's time to step up. It's time to be the next man that you're supposed to be. Because I had a friend of mine who came to me and he's like, well, listen, bro, I love it. You're putting in the work. You're doing this extra hours. You're working. You're learning. I see you having this, you know, growth, and I know you're going to be successful. But like, how would it feel if all of a sudden you're snapped and you're looking down from heaven and there's some other asshole who's in your bed with your wife in your home and your kids in the other room wondering why his dad didn't make the time to take care of himself because your dumbass had a heart attack? And that hit real hard. Like, first my wife hit me with it, and then my homie hit me with it, and I'm like, well, damn, y'all, what's that about? Like, here I thought I was trying to do everything right, and it's just like, you can be doing almost everything right, but there are still pieces of your life that you're not focused on and you're not being intentional at. And that to me was that understanding of, okay, if you want to have balance, which, let's be honest, the balance scale reads zero and nobody wants to be a zero. So like, we know balance is kind of nonsense. However, we've all gone way too far down a path, down a rabbit hole. We've all been on a bender. We've all done things that we're not proud of or gone too far with. And we realize there needs to be a boundary. There needs to be understanding. There needs to be discipline. And so as I went on that journey, I started working out. I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to get up and I'm going to go walk because I don't really like going to the gym. I don't want people to see me struggle. That's not something I'm interested in. It's still like an internal battle that I fight every single day. So I was like, I'm going to go walk in the dark. No one's going to see me. I'm just going to go do my thing. And that was my goal. 5K a day will keep the doctor away. I'd go walk 3.5 miles at the park. I'd listen to a YouTube, a podcast. I'd listen to an Audible book, right? Stuff just like this show. These are the things that I would go and seek inspiration and motivation from. And I'd go do my walk. And when I got home, I'd be like, well, I feel better. Because instead of like hitting the snooze button and just rolling around and fucking off for 2 hours in the morning, I went, I walked, I focused on gratitude, I worked out some weird problem that maybe I was dealing with that day, because if you've ever gone on a good long walk and talk with yourself, you can solve a lot of shit. It's pretty amazing how far and deep you can go with a good long walk and talk, you know? Imagine doing that every day, 7 days a week for months. And that shifted my perspective of like, okay, well, things are starting to change because I'm showing consistency to myself, keeping the promises I made to myself, which now leads me to keeping the promises I'm making to others. Meaning that when I'm showing up in the business and I'm telling someone, hey, it's great chatting with you, I know you're busy, I'm going to call you on Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. I would actually go and call them on Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. And amazingly, when you do the things you say you're going to do, when you say you're going to do them, people really respect it. And guess what happens? They want to do business with you because they actually trust that your word is your word. But at this point, a lot of people's word is not good because they can't even keep their word to themselves, let alone to their family, to their business partners, to their clients. And it's crazy, man, because like everyone's running around thinking they've got all this time in the world to do whatever they want to do with it, but they don't know what their time is actually worth. And they sure as shit don't know what the return on that investment looks like over the big picture.
There's a lot there. So a couple of things. I want to just, first of all, commend you for a couple of things that you've stated. One is just the honesty and being real, and being true to yourself. And, you know, the good, the bad, the ugly is part of your story. And you took all that, you know, and kind of converted it to something that is positive and successful, you know, so congrats on that. And I think that's a great message for our audiences, because no matter where you are, what you're facing, you know, I mean, you've covered some heavy duty ones, from drugs to parents to all the stuff that possibly can really destroy somebody's life. You've experienced some of that, yet you were able to turn things around. And that's another thing for audiences, and to reiterate over and over and over, whether we do it on this show or another show, is that you can never give up. Today's a good day. You can always restart. You can always, you know, change your life for better, no matter what. There's always a point. And I love what you said. You go as deep as you get, but then you got to come out of that thing. And you're right. There's no one of us that can claim that we are pure souls, that we haven't done the wrong thing. I think we all have done that.
Oh, I ain't perfect.
Listen, no,
not perfect.
But there is no one. And so if someone claims or thinks that they are, you know, think twice, because, you know, you can not fool, maybe you can fool other people, but not yourself. That's, as you said, you can have a lot of discussion with yourself, and you know where you're going wrong within. People may not know what goes in your mind, but you do know. You know exactly what's going on. You know what your mind is stating. You know what things, you know, are turning in there and telling you all the bad things. And we all have the two voices in our, like, one says good things and the one that says, oh, you can do the bad things. Yeah, you can go there. But the fact is, folks, you know, again, this is a great example. And thank you for sharing those elements, because that's real. You know, we're human. We all are. I mean, there's a lot of influence around us, around the world, you know, and some of it is not as good as we think. And so we get all that. And some of it makes it sound like, I mean, it's a good thing. You just said, you know, you did the drugs and all the stuff. But here's the thing. I've met and I've talked to people who have, you know, similar situations, because, listen, you're young, there's quick money to be made. Why not? I mean, it's easy money, right? You know, why? It's a cool thing, right? But the risks are high, you know? I mean, literally, no pun intended, you get high and, you know, there's a high risk for your life and everything else. And that hurts. But, you know, you discovered family, you know, you met someone, things happen, you have a baby, now you see life. Now, this is not even touching on the weight part, but the fact is, you know, as you wanted to just enjoy life, you had some cash flow coming in, life is good, now you're expecting, but then your body was going. I have to say also, you had a very stand up, you know, reaction, because not everybody gets there. If the girl says, you know, to you, like, hey, I don't like this, you know, like, you could have said, you know what, whatever the hell, you know, and walk away. That could have happened. You didn't. You realize, like, you know, you were not egoistic about it. You were like, no, I own up to this. I'm accountable. I think it's, yes. And it also got reinforced by your pal, because you're right. You know, I love that example that you gave. A lot of people may shy away from stating that, but think about that, folks. I mean, if you're watching and listening, how would it be if you're not the one and somebody else is raising your kids and so on and so forth, because you didn't take care of yourself? You know, that's really, I mean, this is not doing something. You just didn't take care of yourself. And now you're a statistic. You're gone. But your kids and your family is just moving on without you. Now, can it happen naturally? Potentially, of course. But let's not be the ones doing it voluntarily, meaning doing the wrong exactly. things and expecting a good outcome. So it doesn't work. So thank you for sharing those, because those are like great values to really, you know, at least know. Sometimes we might know these things, but hearing them and seeing them in a real perspective with a real family and a real human and real triggers for a big change that made a difference. Now, you said you're going to be 37. Well, by the way, you don't look 37. You look much younger. So that's good stuff. So you do whatever it is working, keep it up. But on the other side, you know, 37 is still young, and, you know, you've achieved quite a bit. Now you shifted your gear. And I love what you said. Your life has a lot of things. And you did the best thing that can be done, is put it in books. And books has concepts and things that can be literally legacies that other people can read from, learn from. Maybe people will listen to the show, but maybe people will get the book, right? You know, and as you said, the show is only 60 minutes. It may not be enough to cover all your life and everything in detail and stuff. And there's more to it. So thank you for that. So I just wanted to highlight. Now, I have one question. Do you think you would have a different outcome had you, let's say, your father, you know, was different and was there with you? Do you ever ask that question?
I know for sure my life would be different. And that's the thing, is like all the variables that you went through in your journey that I went through in my journey were necessary to get us to where we are currently. Had one thing been different, had we been an hour behind and missed that one introduction, had we not gone to that one event and met that one individual, had we not made that one extra phone call, our lives would be completely different. There's no way to know for sure, except to know that for sure things would be different. There may be a lot of similarities because there are some, you know, beliefs that you're kind of destined to achieve certain things. And I will subscribe that I like to play in the woo-woo side of the universe a little bit here. However, ultimately, what happens to you is based on your environment. If you pick a kid up out of the ghetto and you drop him into a really nice area, yeah, he's going to have a different life. Could he potentially go back to what he came from? Maybe. But we don't know. It's all just a matter of perspective and what happens during the journey. And that's why it's so important to stop focusing so much on the destination and focus on the journey, because it's the journey that you're on right now, the moment that you're in, the actions you're taking, the decisions you're making right now that are creating the reality you're going to live 6 months, a year, 5 years, 10 years from now. You don't even realize it yet, but you listening to a show like this could be the thing that you get one nugget from and go, huh, that's interesting. And you may not take action on it. It may take you a week. It could take you a month. Hell, it could be 6 months from now. And you're sitting there and you're in some dark moment and you just think back to, you know, I did hear that thing that one time. And I really said to myself, I should do something, and I regret not doing it. And you know what? I don't want to live a life of regret anymore. So let me make this the decision that I make to do something different. And that's where taking the impossible, you know, take the I'm out of it, take yourself out of it and realize like you are the problem. You're in your own way. And if you just get out of your own way, you're no longer the problem. I'm not the problem anymore. Guess what's happening? Possibility. That's the beautiful thing, is when you get out of your own way and you stop putting up roadblocks and you stop making excuses and you stop subscribing to all the nonsense that everybody else said about you when you were growing up, or that, you know, people have talked shit about you when you're in a community or in your friends group. Well, guess what? People only call out the things that they see in themselves. So if someone's talking shit about you, it's probably because they feel that way about themselves. And ultimately, what they think about themselves doesn't affect your ability to create success for you. That's the craziest part. And so, you know, we're kind of got off on a tangent, but it's so interesting to me how anything is possible if you're willing to just admit, I am the reason for the possibility. Now, we could get, again, a little spiritual, a little woo. You could subscribe to the religion, and I don't know how much that goes, and your audience may be or may not be spiritual, religious, whatever you want to call it. Ultimately, though, even if you're getting those downloads from some all-knowing being, the universe is giving you all the knowledge and wisdom you have, you still have to use it. You still have to make the decision to take action and implement that wisdom and that knowledge. And funny enough, how often have you given someone the advice and listened to it and thought, damn, that's the advice I should be taking for myself? But do you ever take action on it? Do you ever do it? Do you ever really go, you know what? Damn, that was some good advice. I should take my own advice. No! You're like, everybody should take that advice, but not me. I'm different. My situation's unique. I'm special, right? I have the roadblock. I have the excuse, but it's not true. It's just you. You're in your own way.
Well, thank you. I mean, it's amazing. First of all, we're not really veering off, because I think you've articulated a lot of things the right way and the perfect way, I would say. One is, as you said, you know, yes, the fact that your childhood was a particular way, it made you who you were. If that was different, maybe you would be a different person. And again, I mean, because you stated something, you had to be the one to take the lead. You had to be the one to take charge, because you realized your mom was not, you know, she was working and you had kids. So you had to step up, you know, a notch to do this. And of course, you know, in time you also made some mistakes, but you saw your kid, and now you don't want to be, you know, giving them the wrong start point. You wanted to give them the things that you might have not had at the time. So you made those shifts accordingly. And I love what you said, that you never know what's the next move that's going to be necessary. And no one does. And actually, you know, I've done this exercise before where I talked to people and I told them this. Just take 2 minutes and review your life to date. Literally, just, and you'll probably do it in less than 2 minutes. And if you start like just reminiscing of your time frame and you like snap by snap, shot by shot, you're going to see your path. And you're going to see all the different moments that made the difference. And literally, you're going to connect the dot. You'll be like, wow, had it not been for that person or this particular moment, that little trip, that little turn, this, that, the other client, whatever, things would have been different. That's exactly what. Things are happening with us, without us. The universe is still operating, as you said. So woo-woo is good for us. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of that stuff. There's divine intervention. There's, whether we believe or not, it doesn't matter. We do believe there's some stuff going on. You know, at least that's the common thing. Now, how do we believe in that? That's a whole different topic. But the fact is, we all have some level of understanding of that. And we know that things are happening for a reason. There's no coincidence. You know, someone can argue like, well, there is a coincidence. Things happen by, you know, I guess chance. Maybe. Again, I don't subscribe to it personally. I believe that everything is calculated in this world. Everything is to the minute detail. But that's just my perspective. But it seems that you and I agree to that level, that there is some stuff going. But even though things are happening, if you don't take your actions and you don't actually maximize the opportunities, you know, as you said, you are the only obstacle. We are the ones. And that's another thing that you said that's great, you know, for our audiences, is that we don't just give advice, you know, and leave ourselves. I mean, part of giving advice, I mean, I use this for myself. Every time I talk to someone, it's a reminder to me, myself. So if I say to you, don't do this, and I'm doing it, I'm a hypocrite. I can't do that. I gotta be like, whoa, wait, how can I possibly tell people what to do or not to do? And I'm doing the opposite. So that's actually a good reminder for all of us that if we are doing, and by the way, we make mistakes, we're human. If we're doing that, you know, it's a recheck, you know, like, wait, restart. You know, you can reset. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with resetting. What's wrong is when we don't reset and go keep going in the wrong path until like it's way too late. Now, of course, it's never too late, but it's going to take more time now to get back. And so why would you take, it's like, think about it. So it happens on the highway. You miss an exit. It's 40 miles later before you can get a turn, right? Had you paid attention, we all have, you know, it's like you get distracted for 30 seconds or 20 seconds and oops, ouch. And now you're stuck, right? Well, let's not make that 40 mile mistake, you know, and oh, actually more, because you got 40 back, you know, 40 forward and 40 backward. That's 80 miles that you waste in one, you know, turn that you made, a one split second. You lose it. It's brutal, but that's life. And here's the difference. You know, those 80 miles, that's a couple hours, whatever, an hour and a half that went away that you're not bringing back. You just kind of like, whoops, it's just gone. So imagine how many of those, if we do that in life, how bad it's going to be. So let's not make those bad turns or wrong turns and stuff. Keep focused. So thank you. Now, I want to get into the deep dive, because you mentioned something, that extra call, and your hat is very simple. Say, call the damn leads. You know, so let's talk about, because I know that's your core. That's your thing. You know, you started in sales, you said, somehow. How did you get into it, and what kind of sales, and what was that journey like? Because sales is a difficult world to live in. There's a lot of pressure, a lot of stress, good money opportunities. You know, I think everybody that's in sales, it's almost guaranteed to make money. You can pick up something. I mean,
almost guaranteed.
What I'm saying, if you have sales, that means you can pick up wood and sell it. You can do whatever, you can sell it. I mean, if you have the skills to sell, you're going to sell something. Now, are you going to be successful 100%? No. I mean, there's a good ratio there. We want to be at a good, you know, close ratio type of thing. But the fact is, very rarely you get 100% in one day. I mean, like, that's awesome, right? We get some of those offshoots. But the fact in life, if you have the ability to pitch, the ability to have that skill, well, you may never suffer in terms of not eating, because everybody is looking for salespeople. So the good news is there's always opportunity, and you can switch from one. Once you're a salesperson, you're a salesperson. It doesn't matter what product, what service, you'll still be able to, you just adjust, you learn new tricks. I mean, new concepts, but the tricks are the same. The art, the science is the same. So let's talk about that journey for you. And how did it start, and how did it make a difference in your life?
Yeah, well, you know, and it's cool because we can kind of circle back on something that you were mentioning earlier. You know, children are some of the greatest sales professionals on the planet. And what I was thinking in my mind, and I'm so glad we circled back to this, because this was like, I'm going to end up writing a blog about this. I'll probably write my like a whole podcast episode in and of itself just on this topic alone. Because kids are great at sales. You know what kids don't have? Money. And yet they can convince you to do all kinds of things, spending your money, taking them to places, but there's no exchange of a monetary value from their standpoint. Like, they're not giving you money in exchange. What are they giving you? Things that you value: love, appreciation, gratitude, cleaning up their fucking bedroom every now and then, right? Like, kids don't have money to give, but there's still a value exchange because you're willing to trade your time, money, and resources for their love, appreciation, and the value. So if you start understanding that value is not always directly monetarily tied when it comes to sales, you start to understand that it's not just sales, it's service. People do business with people. They don't necessarily want to buy from a logo or a corporation. They want to do business with someone they know, like, and trust. Now, great brands, great corporations, they make you feel like you know, like, and trust the whole brand. But like, when you start breaking it down, there was someone somewhere that there's a correlation to that made that connection. It was a sales representative. Someone in their family always drove a Ford truck, so they drive a Ford truck. Like, there was some sort of connection there, that trust level that existed for it to happen. And so what I think is really fun for me when I train new young sales professionals, especially, or when I'm mentoring a young entrepreneur and they're asking me, well, you know, how do I get in with this community? How I get in with this guy that can send me referrals? Like, I don't have money to take them out to steak dinners. I can't join the country club just yet. Like, what do I do? And I'll ask them, I'm like, well, do they have a podcast? Do they have social media? Could you go on there and like listen to their podcast and leave them a review? Could you share that podcast and tag them on social media and let people know that like you really like their stuff and you think they're cool, and that maybe just by some chance it would be super awesome if they saw that you really enjoyed their stuff, because you'd love to have a conversation. That happens. I know a young lady who got to meet Michael Strahan because she simply kept tagging him on social media saying, someday I'm going to meet Michael Strahan. And his media team happened to see that she's an attorney in New York that had just written a book, connected him. They got on a Zoom call together. She got to meet Michael Strahan by simply putting it out into the world and tagging him on social media. She didn't have to pay for a meet and greet. She didn't have to pay for his time or coaching. She simply provided value by sharing his content, letting the whole world know, her audience of people, that he was a good person. And so if you're here today and you think Hurricane's awesome because he's putting his time, energy, and resources into this show because this is what brings him value and fulfillment, and you don't necessarily have the money to donate to the show, not that he takes donations, I don't know, this is his show, not mine, but I'm just saying, go and leave him a review. Share this episode on social media. Tag he and I. Let the world know that you kind of got something from this. You thought it was fun or interesting, or you learned something. That's super valuable to us. It's not monetary. It's not an exchange of dollars, but it is a valuable thing for us. And I can tell you that there are many times that I've gone on my social media and I've seen someone tagged me in a podcast that I was a part of, and I've reached out and said, hey, thanks so much for sharing that episode. I had a lot of fun. What were your big takeaways? And I've been able to build a relationship. Sometimes they do business where I buy something from them. Sometimes they end up buying from me. But ultimately, there's an exchange there. There's value exchange. Whether that's a specific monetary or not, That depends on the situation. But if you're new, if you're young, if you're not sure what to do because you don't have an unlimited resource of funds, value is many things, but it's not a dollar bill.
Well, thank you for the whole thing about the review. I love that thing about the podcast, because you're right. I mean, podcast is big, and you know, people can actually really benefit from it. And so sharing that, I mean, you know, you hit it right. You know, it's as sweet as it gets. I mean, the way you broke it down, sales is really the word we use, the technical term. It's really providing a service and a story. You're consulting, you're advising, you're providing a service and the value, as you kept, you know, restating value, value, value. You have value, people will appreciate it. Doesn't matter whether there's an exchange of money or not. That's a different story. But that's the other thing. Like you said, people buy because of connections. People buy because even marketing brands, as you said, logos and corporations, that's what they play. I mean, you look at all the big brands. I mean, even Nike, for example, they show you moments. They show you success. They show you, like, at least, you know, in action. A lot of these companies, I mean, Red Bull doesn't show you a lot of the drink. They show you, adventure stuff, right? Just an example, right? You know, and those are real things. So they get you connected with the world that they're trying to, you know, prescribe to, the value of what it is. Now, we can talk about the nutrition. We can talk about that. That's a whole different story. But the fact is, Matt, we're talking about just the connection that is being made on a business to a business level. It's going to eventually drive cash flow or the cash value or the revenue piece. But if you don't have value, you don't got nothing. I mean, that's the bottom line. I love what you said. The kids, you know, you will do whatever it takes. You know, if they look at you with the gooey eyes, you'll be like, okay, you got it. You it's sold, right? You know, you don't have to say much. You don't have to do much. They do it. That's actually, you get in that. That moment in time is priceless. And so that's the value you get in. That's the extra commodity that you exchange. But the fact, as you said, that is the powerful, you know, tool that if we understand this, then sales becomes a lot more of what can I do? What can I provide? How can I provide it and make sure that these people are connected with whatever value I have to provide in the company that I'm with or my own business? So you have a business, like, for example, I don't know what you said. I don't take donations. This is a business, but, you know, I have been putting the time and the stuff, not because, you know, I want to be rich over, you know, this, but what I want is to have the legacy, the stuff. Now, does a business run on money, on funds? Of course. This is, you know, it doesn't run on fumes. You know, there's money. Now, you put in the money, you put in the time, you put the energy, but because you want to provide the value. And you're right, this exchange today has great value for people. Now, does everyone, you know, catch on to this and see that this is the value? That may vary. Somebody may not, well, I don't value all this stuff. It's okay. It's not for you. There's always a client and a service and a product for someone. You know, there is a product for someone. There's someone for a product or service. That's all there is. So if it's not for you, that's okay. The bottom line is, that's the thing. So you're right on the money when it comes to this. I mean, obviously, it is an expertise that you have. And you've defined it in the easiest and the simplest way. And if we understand that, that means we all can succeed with it. So now you did that. You applied those things in your life. So let's take us through that journey of sales. And how did you get to make those six digits? Because people, like, and by the way, true story, and I'll shut up. You know, someone one time I put in on Facebook, you can join our company because we do like Medicare sales. So there's good. It's very lucrative. I mean, if you know the art, you know, and you know the business and the insurance piece, it's pretty good. Mm-hmm. And I said, like, you can be literally with a high school, you know, we get you trained, you get your license, you get all this stuff, and you can make over six digits the first year. And with you know, unlimited residual income. And some guy goes in there like, stop telling people lies. I'm like, I was so mad. I'm like, dude, that's not how it works. You know, if you do the research, you would know what I'm talking about is real. I have made, you know, a career path of this for 30 years. You know, I'm just sharing value. For those of you who don't see that value, it's not for you. You know, but stop disappointing other people, discouraging other people from an opportunity that can be the life-changing moment for them. It was for me. Now, is it for everyone? No, there's different things that drive different people. But when you share the value, it's different. So some people may say that, but you have learned to create those six digits and to teach those formulas too. So let's guide us through this, you know, line of opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. And it, you know, call the damn leads. is really a mantra for doing the work. Like if you go to callthedamnleads.com, you can order keychains, wristbands, hats, t-shirts, all kinds of fun swag. And it's always just a reminder to go and do the work. And for me, the way that I've been able to be very successful in sales is I've learned to reframe things to express the value. So, you know, podcast, let's just dive into this, right? We're here, you're with us, you're listening to a podcast. Hurricane pays probably $1,000, $2,000, couple thousand dollars a month. I don't know, between his studio, his production team, the time and energy he is, you know, paying for all the softwares that he uses for this. It's costing him a significant amount of actual money to run this show. I know because I run several myself, and I know what the budget looks like to run a high quality show like this, which is, again, why I'm going to tell you, if you enjoyed it, go share it, subscribe, leave a review, whatever you can do to provide some sort of return of value, because he's investing a lot to be here, not just of his money, but his time and energy too. And so some people might look at that and say, well, Hurricane, that's a terrible investment. How can you monetize? Like, you know, if you're not monetized or you don't have people paying you all this money like Joe Rogan to do this show, why do it? Well, there's a couple different ways that that value could be returned for you. You may be putting this show out there and inspiring someone and telling them that the opportunity to join a company like yours could be very lucrative. And in doing so, now you've brought a new member to your team. You're recruiting them by showing, hey, I'm a guy that has these core values. These are the things that are important to me. And I go above and beyond to help other people have that level of success. To me, that's a team I want to be a part of. So why wouldn't I, if I was in a position where I needed an opportunity, think, well, shoot, Hurricane might be a guy I should reach out to and see if I could get that opportunity and learn a little bit more about it. And also, one of the things that my mother-in-law hit me with, I don't know if you have in-laws, Hurricane, or not, but like, sometimes they're great and sometimes it's like, you really just said that. And God love my mother-in-law. I have a podcast. I have multiple that I've done over the years. So I've been, I've done over 1,500 podcasts in my career, 1,000 solo, several hundred guest episodes. Like, I love this. And at one point, I was getting ready to shut down my personal show because it just wasn't getting much engagement. And I kind of felt like maybe I needed to pivot to a different brand or a different message. And I was explaining this at dinner with my wife and my mother-in-law. And she's like, well, I mean, I think that's understandable. You want to make sure you're, you know, getting the right message out and all that. But, you know, isn't it wonderful that, God forbid, if something happened to you, you know, your son, he has, at the time, like 700 episodes we had recorded. She's like, you know, he has 700 episodes of wisdom that he could go and listen to. And like, you know, most people, if they lose a parent young, they don't ever get anything. And like, you know, it used to be old VHS tapes and, you know, the occasional thing. But I mean, you've written books and you've got this podcast. Like, I don't want this to ever happen, but God forbid it did. Your son has a whole library of things that he can continue to learn from you specifically for the rest of his life. And I was like, well, I can't quit now. Like, shit. It's like, I can't ever quit now. Damn it, Mom. Like, why would you do that?
Now that
to
you
me?
Put it that way, right?
But so that's the reframe of value. So if someone was thinking, why would I invest money into a podcast if it's not going to immediately start turning into clients or millions of dollars? Well, do you want to leave something powerful for your children or your children's children? You could record a podcast. You don't have to spend that money. I mean, you can record a podcast and upload it to free on these different platforms. It doesn't cost you anything. There's so many free options. Where do you start is up to you. But if you want to be able to do these things, you want to be able to leave real impact and value, these are the things that you can be doing that 99% of the world's not going to do because they don't have the same drive that you have, which is why you're here listening to the show, which is why you're investing your time, energy, and your finite resource to be here to learn. And Hurricane, again, I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for the opportunity to spend some time sharing with your people, man, because this is what it's all about. If one person hears this show and they do something to change their life, then this hour of our night was totally worth it. You know, my father-in-law was out there, my wife and son, they were hanging out fishing, and I'm here recording this episode, but I know that this episode could be the difference for one person in their life. And my son understands that we already hung out earlier today. And so I spend my time in the places where it needs to be spent to maximize the ROI. So earlier in the day, I was doing other things with my family to know that I could be here with you tonight to share this value, because ultimately it's going to echo for eternity, because now this show is forever. And that's a beautiful thing.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you just for making that statement, because first of all, spoken as a true podcaster, you've been there, you know the value and the time and the energy that it takes to do this stuff. And I love the way you framed it, because, you know, podcast is not new. It's been around, you know, at least, you know, a little over a decade, if not a couple of decades to go, you know, from the inception of a concept to where it is today. And it's still growing, and it's still a small percentage compared to where it could be. But here's the thing. You said it best. You know, there's money, there's all the stuff. But in just the example you gave about the mother-in-law and the legacy that you have, I mean, think about it. I actually literally had this conversation a couple of days with my own son. Like, guys, you know, I got thousands of episodes and shows with top experts and just guests that can blow your mind with information that you will literally have to pay to actually learn, you know, for. And you don't have to. And I know that I'm not going to live forever. I know that this is one day I'm going to be gone. And by the way, I do have a true example of this. I had a guest, you know, and a friend that we've connected for a year, and we were doing this series of show, and he disappeared. Only I found out that he passed on. And now,
sorry to hear that.
Oh, trust me. It was just a mind blow for me, because it was just like, it was a great person. I mean, as a person, we hit it off nicely, and we were connected, and we were doing the series, and we had so many plans, and he disappeared, and I didn't know why. So I was reaching out, I couldn't get a hold of him, and guess what? He was gone. But he is with us on the network now, playing, you know, whatever. His family gets to see him. We dedicated his day, like, you know, his anniversary date, as his day, as a memorial for him, and so his legacy lives. I was just looking at his books. He lives with us through his information and message, and that's never going to end. So his kids, his grandkids can still see him, you know, and that's a lovely message. So there's nothing wrong with that. As a matter of fact, this is a good part of what we live as we do this work. So that's one. Now, I love what you said about the financial. You know, people get into a podcast for multiple reasons. Some people, they use it as a promotion for their own business, which is typically, you know, a good way, you know. True story again. One time I was doing some posting on LinkedIn, and this guy's like, overreach. Literally, he put a comment, overreach. And this was like before I even got started with this whole thing. Now I'd like that guy to come back to me and say overreach, because I have a whole network. Now I'm reaching out millions, not just, you know, overreaching on a post. But the fact is, people don't see the value of what you're seeing. You see it because you know what your plan is. You know where you're headed. I see where I'm heading. People sometimes have a short sight of what that looks like. They just see it from their angle. It's like you have a peep, you know, what do you call that? You know, on the door, like, you know, to look.
People,
yeah. There you go. So you look in there, I'm like, huh? You know, what are you going to see? Very limited. But imagine if you have, you know, a rooftop, you know, view of the stuff, or maybe a plane view of the whole, you know, distance. You can see more space, right? And that's the thing. Like I always say this in training, you know, there's different levels. You can be in a basement, you can be in the first floor, your view is limited. You go second floor, you get a little bit more, you get higher. I mean, that's why the penthouse is more expensive. You get the whole scope, right? You get a 360 view of whatever the city that you're in. So it makes a difference. And that's the thing. So people don't see these things. So your definition of what that looks like in terms of value and what it means is really perfectly stated, because folks, money is great, but money is a tool. If we can have as much of it, it doesn't matter. You know, you'll use it somehow, you know, hopefully for good, and do more. And maybe, like you said, ROI. So there's nothing wrong with that. Business is business. Money is good. Get more of it. That's fine. But without losing the traction, the value. And you're right. Some people do things for different reasons. Some people use it, as you said, to exchange information. You know, there are people that are like, I just did a show with an amazing doctor. And the stuff that he was talking about is stuff that he wanted out in the world, because there's not enough talk about it. So his time is just as valuable. One episode can change. And I love what you said about one person. Today, tomorrow, next month, 6 months from now. You never know where he is. This is evergreen. And someone later can actually stumble into an episode like this and hear, Rui, wow, what an amazing story. You know, I am in the same pickle. Now, when you see someone who's been through your own, you know, challenges, and that does not make you feel better. I mean, it will make a whole different story for me if I know that I could relate to someone else's story. And like, oh, and if it happened to them and they did good, that means I can do good too, right? I mean, so it's a good example. I can make, you know, sometimes people are desperate. Sometimes they just kind of lose hope. You listen to a show like this and the hope is right back. As you said, like you were just like about to shut it down in the podcast and like, no, I can't do this now because now I have a duty because I want to keep more, you know, invested in more wisdom in and a legacy for my kids. So that's important. So thank you for doing that. Now, when you said about cold the damn leads, that's your website?
Yep, that's our business, callthedamnleads.com. I'm on just about every social media platform at Call the Damn Leads. And, you know, that's another reason I had to write the books because, you know, you and I, Hurricane, we could sit here all day. And it's funny, we were talking about, you know, when you're recording these shows, sometimes it feels like they drag on and they just go and they go. And here I'm looking up and we've already been at this thing for 60 minutes, dude. And we could do this thing all night, but that's why you have to put these stops on it, right? And that's why I think it's so important to write the book, to share the story, because wherever you're at now is a great place to leave a bookmark, to leave a breadcrumb so that whoever's on the journey behind you can follow along. Because that's ultimately everything that we're doing is leaving a trail of breadcrumbs for those after us to be able to follow, to learn, and to get to that next level without having to go through all of the hardships, without having to have all of the struggle and the lessons that we had. That's what we're doing. And the beautiful thing is if you stop every once in a while and you leave that story, you make that mark, you tell that lesson, if you do it right, you put it in a podcast, you put it in a book, it gets to live forever. And so I want to encourage anyone who's here, once again, make sure you're subscribing to shows like this. Make sure you're sharing them if you're getting value, because these are the little bookmarks that someone is making in their life so that you can follow that journey. And Hurricane, man, I couldn't tell you how grateful I am, because I know that in this last hour, we've had a great conversation. We've shared some amazing value. And ultimately, there's one individual that's going to hear this. Maybe it's you. Maybe there's something I heard from you along the way that I'm going to think, you know what? Hurricane did say that, and daggum, he was right. And now my whole life is different. Right?
I just learned from you. I did. I mean, to be honest with you, your story is impressive. And for me, it reinforces a lot of the stuff that I live by. And you need to hear these things. I mean, literally, just you and I right now, we benefited from each other from this thing. At least I know I benefit from you 100% because I got the stuff, you know, from you. And I know that someone's going to do that. So thank you for doing what you're doing. And by the way, people don't realize that you literally could be with your kid right now having a good time and fishing, doing stuff, but you're spending the time with me. And so that's an honor on its own to have the people really taking the time to share things. And that's all we ask. Like, you know, sometimes people are like, well, you know, how many people are watching you? Trust me. If you're looking at, that's where today we're into a world where like people are gauging you by like, you know, your audience and stuff. You know, I can have one person that I can change in my lifespan, and they're going to have a better life. They're probably going to change a couple more and so on and so forth. And that in itself, a good legacy to sleep with. You know, I don't even have to know who that person is. You doing that, you've done that. Now you've written three books or four books, but three of them are the core ones. If you don't mind sharing the names, I know we're close.
Yeah,
to the time
absolutely.
Here, but, yeah.
So my first book is called Crushing the Day, A Simple Guide to Success in Life and Business Through Service to Others. It's very mindset based. It's all about my young childhood growing up, my story, kind of how I got to where I started my entrepreneurial journey. My second book is called Social Media Mastery, How Busy Business Owners Can Generate Millions of Impressions Online for Free. And that's because I've used social media to generate a ridiculous amount of money, made millions of dollars in sales commissions, just posting using these platforms that exist that cost you no money. Now, you can spend money, you can invest a lot of money into these platforms, but you can get started with nothing, simply posting and sharing your stories using just the cell phone that you're already running around with in your hand. And then the most recent book, the one I'm very, very proud of that I'm currently on my book tour promoting, is called The Damn Leads. And that is me revolutionizing sales and follow-up in the digital era. Because at this point, old school sales is dead. New school sales, leveraging technology, understanding how to build relationships, not just one-to-one, but one-to-many, that's the next generation of sales. And so in this book, I help break down those processes, help you understand how to simplify and make sure that you're using your time and investing it in the right thing so that you can get the right result and start living the right life.
I first of all, I'm so impressed because you've covered quite a bit in those three books. Not even funny. I mean, literally, you know, just listening to the content of each one of those books, I mean, it's a good blueprint for success on its own. I mean, for business success, if you want to call it that way, or creating, you know, a good following a network and so on and so forth. So there's a lot. And I love what you, especially on the last book, is that the new era of sales. I love that. And you know, the Sales World Channel is my logo here. You know, you're right. Sales is it's evolved over the years. You know, it's the core is the same, but it's different. Now we use AI, we use digital stuff. There is a whole different life. I mean, you know, where that's taking place. As you said, we're using these little devices called phones. They're pretty powerful and they're on tools, and there's so many platforms there that you can leverage, affiliate marketing, this, that, the other. There's so much stuff. You know, all these social media network and platforms that are available are also tools. So you've covered all those things in those books. Now, you said you're doing a tour. And I know you and I talked about you're driving around the nation right now. You know, how does that quickly, what does that experience look like for you right now? I mean, it must be amazing to just be able to travel around and enjoy life with your family while you can still carry on the business. Because some people, yes, say, I don't have time to live my life and I'm just all business, but you're combining that. You're able to do that.
Yes. And, you know, again, I got to keep this one short because they're waiting for me out there in the other room. Okay. But we, you know, and again, I'm so grateful for the time here. But this is why it's so important to me that we live by the clock, because I'm able to do this and live this life because of intentionality with time. So we moved to Texas 5 years ago when I joined a startup operation. I was the third employee in the company. We built that thing to doing, you know, 8+ figures a year. We had 60, 70 employees when I left. And ultimately, I walked away from a very big salary because I wanted the freedom to travel and spend time with my family. And so we sold our big home in Texas. I walked away from the big salary. We launched Called the Damn Leads. We do consulting for sales professionals and business owners. And we're currently in a fifth wheel RV, traveling around the United States, visiting clients, going to events, popping up at different networking meetups. And we're just focused all in on A, living our life on our terms, being a great example of what's possible when you call the damn leads and when you do the work, and really helping people dial in so that they can live a sustainably successful life. Because here's what I know, Hurricane, it's real easy to do something for a season. 30 days, 75 days, you know, 6 months. What's not easy is to do it for a lifetime, to trust the process and to stay consistent and to have that stubborn pig-headed discipline. That's the difficult thing. So if I can help you build that, I know you'll get to not only have success, but you get to keep it too. And that's what I'm here to focus on.
Well, it sounds like you're living by your own concept of crashing a day. You're crashing each day nonstop.
That's it, baby.
One day at a time, crashing the day, making it happen. So I know we're coming to the end of the show, but so if someone wants to connect with you, social media will be like Instagram will be the best way, or just the website and they can connect with you directly there.
All of the above. You know, when I built this brand, I focused very much on making it easy. So if you Google Call the Damn Leads, if you go to callthedamnleads.com, if you search Call the Damn Leads on any given social media website, we have a profile there. We exist. You can come and find us, whether you're looking for swag, you want more free information from blogs, podcasts, you want to download one of the free book PDFs that I give away, whatever it is, Call the Damn Leads. Google, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, we're everywhere. You can't miss us. The best thing that you can do, if you've listened to this show, is share it on social media, tag at Call the Damn Leads, tag Hurricane, make sure they know, let them know that this was something you got value out of, because that little thing will go light years for us, and you never know what it could turn into for yourself.
Oh, Drewby, congratulations on all the work and the success that you've had. And I know it's just going to continue. We're going to hear your story further. I'm sure 3 or 4 books is not going to be the end of it. And you're just going to do a lot more and, you know, keep growing, man. And I'm glad, I'm honored, privileged to have you today with me and learning from you as well. And certainly, you know, I'll track you, I'll follow you, we'll exchange and we'll do share. And I love to share, you know, my guest information. That's my way of thanking them for being on the show. Whatever you out there, you put out there, I'll be sharing. So the world needs to hear it. The world needs to know about it. So that's our job. Drewby, thank you so much for being with us. Just to close, give us a quick advice to these audiences to close with. Anything
best thing you want to do? Yeah. Best thing you can do is trust the process. It's not always easy, but it's simple. If you trust the process, if you do the work, if you call the damn leads, if you crush the day, you'll get what you want out of life.
That's it. That's a wrap for today, folks. I'm American H. Hope you enjoyed and you got great value today. We'll be talking soon. New day, new show, new topic. Bye for now.